This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and we pick up from a story that actually broke yesterday that's pretty important now in South Asia between India and Pakistan. Pakistan has promised to aggressively prosecute a ringleader and five suspects it has in custody accused of November's terrorist attack in Mumbai. Joining us now is Sanjoy Mamjundar, a BBC reporter in Delhi, in India. Certainly the Pakistani decision and making it public is at least in part an attempt to placate or reassure India that it has every intention of aggressively pursuing the attackers responsible for the Mumbai attack. But Sanjoy Mamjundar, is this window dressing or a real significant attempt that the Indian government is likely to take seriously and be reassured by?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. At least that's the way it's being seen here. I think there's a genuine sense of relief that finally Pakistan has accepted what India was saying all along, which is that the conspiracy for the attack in Mumbai was planned in Pakistan by groups in Pakistan who were in communication with the ones who carried out the attack. And as the foreign minister said today in Parliament, he said that initially the reaction from Pakistan was consisted of denials flat-out diversionary tactics, as he put it. Having said that, I think there's still a fair amount of skepticism here in Delhi, partly because it's taken so long for Pakistan to respond, mostly because there is a real strong feeling here that some elements of the Pakistani state, and when they say that, they often mean the powerful spy agency, had something to do with the attack. That's a suspicion that will not go away, and that's something that continues to bedevil relations between India and Pakistan.
Given the level of mistrust, Sanjoy, is it possible for Pakistan on any level to dispel the sense that the ISI, even if we go all the way to trial and convictions and, you know, sentencing, that the ISI was somehow behind this one way or another?
I think the one thing Pakistan has in its favor is that India hasn't as yet made clear any evidence it has to suggest that there is a direct link between the ISI and the groups. I think what they normally point to is the fact that sometime in the past there was a clear link between the ISI and these groups. And I think that's where the international community will come in to try and tell India, well, you know, if we can find the people responsible and bring them to trial, then that should satisfy you. But I think, yes, the problem here is that many feel that Pakistan's been so slow in moving, and finally when it did respond, everyone here thinks they responded because, there was a lot of pressure put on by Washington and not to mention India itself before Pakistan acted.
Let's talk about Washington pressure for a moment. I think many of us, you and I believe, would have suspected that we wouldn't be having this conversation when we were thinking about the implications of the Mumbai attacks back in November. But here we are. There does appear to be restraint on both sides. And U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke is in the region. Any tangible evidence that Holbrooke may be in part responsible for this cautious dynamic that has emerged quickly?
I think, yes, there's a very little doubt that Richard Holbrooke has something to do with it, probably in conjunction with the State Department and President Obama, who's made it very clear that Pakistan needs to do more on the ground vis-a-vis the Afghan border. It's quite apparent that he would have had a quiet word in their ear and say, you know, you need to move and show India that you're serious. Otherwise, we're all going to be in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, so far, so good. Sanjoy Mamjundar, thanks for joining us, BBC reporter in Delhi, talking about Pakistan's response, positive ostensibly, to the Mumbai attack.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.